All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual who's got a big fight going at Unified MMA 41, the heavyweight championship up for grabs. We have Christian Larson and Grayson Wells getting out there and welcoming Grayson onto the show. How's the training and everything going in the lead up to this one here, man?
Training's going good, man. There's, you know, there's always some ups and downs and a little bit of bumps and scrapes, but nothing too serious so far, thankfully. So yeah, man, it's I've been preparing for this one for quite a long time now, to be honest.
Yeah, and that was one of the first things I was gonna ask about there, because I mean, super close proximity, the Larson fight was canceled too. I felt bummed that, you know, so many of the people had that happen to them with the Unified card at the time. Obviously, you know, coronavirus at the time, March 2020, leading to the cancellation. So, like, this guy's been on the radar for quite a while. Is there going to be a level of relief getting out there and finally, you know, competing and, you know, kind of putting it in the rear view in a certain sense?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, Christian and I were slated to fight, I mean, a few times, even other than last year. So it's been kind of a long time coming. But it worked out. It worked out for me. I guess I could say, you know, it did get canceled the weekend before, but that gave me some time to put on a little bit of size, because I know that that was one of my downfalls that he had against me would be the size difference, right? I mean, the guy's huge. He's a monster. One of the biggest guys I've ever seen in real life, to be honest. And so I was a relatively small heavyweight, you know, coming in at just under 230, 235. I fought a couple times. So I spent that whole, I don't know how long it's been now, year and a half, I guess?
Yeah.
Year and a half, and I just was in the gym, and just, I knew that we were going to fight again one day. And so I tried my hardest just to close the gap. There wasn't any fight training going on, so I had my own personal gym. So I just focused on putting on weight, and I got up to 260. So I closed the gap quite a bit, but you know, now I'm down about 10 pounds. So I definitely feel the disadvantage that I was at previously, I've kind of made up for it.
That's an awesome kind of improvement to make during the, you know, pandemic there. Just a thoughtful kind of amendment with, you know, nothing going on at the time, a lot of restrictions and stuff like that. But like, what specifically did you do to like put on that size in terms of like the, I guess, strength and conditioning kind of routine in conjunction with possible like dietary amendments? Like, what went on to all of that there?
It was just straight gym and straight weights. Like, I took a strength program years ago in Montreal. So I just used the fact that I wasn't doing any martial arts training. I wasn't doing any jiu-jitsu. I wasn't doing any wrestling. And I'm not huge on the treadmill. So I was basically just in the gym, just pumping weights and eating a massive amount of food. So, you know, that was just my main goal, is to get up, put as much weight on as I can just through lifting weights, and then come back down to where I need to be come fight time.
Yeah, for sure. And it looked like there was a photo going around a couple days ago of you with Coulter Gill, and it also looked like, per some old photos, you were getting in some Toshido MMA work there. Like, where are you putting in the work ahead of this particular fight here, though?
I'm kind of at a few different places. I'm still training with Coulter at Mamba MMA, but I've also incorporated the coaching of Dan Golkar from Scorpion MMA in Pitt Meadows.
Oh, yeah.
So he's been working with me a lot, super talented coach, and he's been working with me on my hands for the last, for a while now, for the last year. And, you know, there's a couple other places I go to, Bridge Street Boxing, and, you know, I've been to Toshido, so I'm kind of all over the place just trying to pick the best I can from each place, you know. It's hard to find guys to match up in size-wise as Christian. So I got to go where I can get somebody even close, right? Which is hard to find.
Yeah, pretty much just scouring the country for like the different, you know, heavyweight bodies and stuff like that, I imagine, is part of that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I found a couple guys that were similar in height, and not quite as heavy, but, you know, close enough. I mean, a large body is a large body, right? So my game plan my game plan hasn't changed in the last, you know, in the last couple of years. So I'm looking forward to implementing what I've been thinking about nonstop for the last couple of years.
And I was going to say, you guys very much have the proven track records. Neither of you guys go into a decision across a combined 15 bouts. You've got the 5 wins, 100% finishing rate, all via strikes throughout there. So yeah, I mean, definitely you guys know how to bring it there. I feel like that's not the fight to get up and go grab a beer or go grab a snack kind of thing.
Yeah, man, you know, they slate the title fights for 5 rounds, but I mean, the odds of that happening are pretty low.
Yeah.
I mean, I do feel, however, that the longer the fight goes on, the more advantageous it is for myself. Just being, I mean, the guy that's walks around at 300 pounds can't have the best cardio. I mean, that hasn't been tested. None of the fights that I've seen, and you know, on his record, he just doesn't go past the first round ever. I don't think he ever has.
Yeah, I think maybe his Lee fight might have been second round, but yeah, I mean, like most of the fights, he's just like, yeah, in there, out there pretty quick.
Yeah, which makes for an exciting fight. You know, that's kind of how I like to fight too. And I think it'll be a good show for the fans. And like you said, not one to sleep on for sure.
And I'm curious, because I was reading an article from MMA Empire, obviously you're a former Havoc FC champion vying for some unified MMA gold here. And in that Empire article, it was kind of saying that when you lost the Havoc title, a lot going on in your life at the time, and there was a bit of a redemptive component to that title bid. Is that still the same kind of mindset leading into this one, or has like the, I guess, focus kind of changed just with like the pandemic and some other kind of facets, or is it still that strong feeling of redemption that would come with the title win too?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, just the fact of my own personally, right, to come back from losing a title, and I, you know, like you said, I had some personal things going on, and I lost some other things in my life, lost some people, lost relationships, lost houses, like that. Just kind of like a losing streak all around, and to come back and climb back out of the gutter and get back to the top it really means a lot to me to do that. So, and it's, you know, something that I've been focusing on for a long time, and I believe that, you know, regaining a championship will carry over to the rest of my life. So it's extremely important to me.
Yeah, and this one being on UFC Fight Pass, I mean, I think that's a good look too. Like, I talked to certain fighters, and the platform it's on can be a certain, you know, focus point, something to maybe galvanize the, you know, motivation even a little bit more. Some people, it's kind of an inconsequential sort of facet, like, oh, that's okay, I guess, but just solely focused on what goes on in the cage. Like, where are you at with this one being on UFC Fight Pass?
Oh, man, I love it. You know, like, I consider myself an entertainer. I've always have, you know, I like to put on exciting fights, and I'm trying to break into the movie business and do some stunts as well now. And so the larger platform I can get on, the better. And, you know, this will be the first time that one of my fights is really being shown globally. You know, like, I've had friends in other parts of the world tune in to, you know, whatever the stream is, but like, this is the first time that, you know, around the world, anybody that has Fight Pass can watch this fight. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. The bigger the stage, the better.
Yeah, you talk about.
I seem to thrive when there's more eyes on me, kind of thing. You know, like I like the attention.
Yeah, for sure. And I was just gonna say, it seems like the style of fight you enjoy kind of carries through in some different regards. Like another Empire piece that I was seeing about your favorite fight there, like Vanderlei Silva versus Brian Stann. So it's like you can kind of tell that kind of like informs the style a little bit, just in the sense of like you want to really, you know, put on that high octane kind of show.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, since I started fighting, I've been fighting for 20 something years, right? And I've always felt that, you know, people are coming to pay good money to watch me fight. And so, and that being said, people are paying their hard-earned money. I want to put on a show. Like, you know, I want to be remembered as, win or lose, like, oh, that guy was fucking awesome. That was a killer fight, you know? And like, yeah, I've lost some fights, but they've all been banger fights, except for when I fought Lee Mean. He choked me out in like 30 seconds, that fucking guy.
Oh, well, Lee, I mean, that's a guy that I would not be looking to fight anytime. I mean, he just kind of looks like an anomaly almost. So, I mean, not the worst thing that can happen there in a sense.
He's huge. And you know what the thing with that fight was, is that I originally turned down the fight because I'm like, at the time he outweighed me by 35 pounds and I knew that he's a black belt jiu-jitsu instructor and I'm still a fucking white belt. So I was originally supposed to fight Tyler King. I don't know if you know him, but I think he was on the Ultimate Fighter. I'm not sure, he had some fights in Risen.
Yep.
But anyway, so he backed out 2 weeks before the fight. And the only guy that would take it was Lee. So I'm like, oh, shit. Well, you know, I got a fight. So I kind of had it in my head. You know, I was already didn't want to fight him. And then when I showed up, I was, because I thought I was fighting Tyler King. So I weighed in at 227. And then, you know, by the time we fought, Lee told me he was 260 or something like that. I remember looking across the cage like, oh, man, this guy's huge. So, you know what, man? It is what it is. If you're going to call yourself a fighter, you can't always just fucking pick and choose and cherry pick your fight. You know, like, you got to fight. Sometimes you got to fight guys you don't want to fight.
Yeah, it would be a pretty stark, like, pivot that quick to the fight, though, there. But you had mentioned something I thought was interesting a bit ago, just in the sense of, like, looking to get in some of the, like, acting work and stunt work and stuff like that. Like, I saw you were an actor and a Bucketheads film a little bit ago. Can you talk about what was going on there? Because it seemed like there was some Star Wars nods that were going on there.
Yeah, so the Bucketheads is it's an indie series that is from the Stormtroopers' perspective. I don't know if you follow Star Wars at all, but so it's kind of like a Band of Brothers type feel for it, but from the Stormtroopers' perspective. And it was my first stunt I did on there. They cast me as a humanoid thug boss kind of guy.
Oh yeah.
And I dig it, man. I really dig it. So it's like, you know, I can't fight forever, right? Hopefully I got a few fights left in me, but I would like to transition into something. And I've been a professional fighter like for a long time in my life, so there's not really too many jobs that excite me. You know, so, you know, lighting myself on fire, getting shot and jumping off buildings seems pretty reasonable.
That's awesome, though. I mean, you talk about some of the different endeavors you've gotten in combat-wise and the different disciplines. Like, I was seeing some past Muay Thai and boxing experiences. The goal going forward, like a sole MMA kind of focus, or would there be some desire to want to also have the Muay Thai and boxing, too?
Well, you know, it's funny you asked that, and we were just talking about Lee, is that that is a fight that I would like to get back someday, but I feel I would like to challenge Lee to like Muay Thai rules with MMA gloves. Because, I mean, let's face it, right? The guy's a black belt jiu-jitsu, and my jiu-jitsu is not really that strong. So him getting a hold of me, I don't really have a fucking chance, right? So if we could do like a full Muay Thai rules with MMA gloves, I think they do that one, don't they?
Yeah, I was just going to say, it seems like that's like a one championship kind of thing that you'd be looking to do there.
Yeah, so like, I don't know, like an old school fight, like a kickboxing fight, but with MMA gloves and like full Muay Thai rules. I mean, you never know. That is something that I would like to get back. And, you know, who knows if once I get this title, the unified title, so the Havoc title that I lost to Dustin Johnson, I believe he is now fighting for one championship.
He is, yeah.
So, you know, if I could maybe get that one back as well, you know how it is, right? You lose fights and like they're close ones, and that fight with Dustin Johnson, I mean, I took an illegal headbutt, you know, and I could have, the ref kind of was leading to the point where if I couldn't continue, I would win the fight. But, you know, I'm not a pussy like that, right? So if we're fucking headbutting, whatever, it's a fight. We're not baking cupcakes. So I continued, and I probably shouldn't have, but in hindsight, whatever, man, we're fighting, right? So I believe that I could have won that fight, and I also believe that I could beat Lee, and not necessarily maybe in an MMA fight, because if he gets a hold of me, I'm kind of screwed. But those are two fights that I wouldn't mind getting back. But, you know, can't look too far ahead off this one, because Christian is, he is a scary guy, man. I mean, he's not the most technical guy, but he does have that club you to death factor.
Yeah, I was going to say, he looks like the archetype of like a Viking that you'd expect to see in like a movie almost. Like, it's like, oh, damn, that guy.
And it's funny because when I was fighting Lee, for Unified. Christian was in the same corner. We're like, I don't know if it was blue corner or whatever, but we're in the same corner, and that was when he was fighting for the title against Jared Kilkin. And I just remember, like, I remember warming up, and I remember Christian sitting in the chair, and the way he was watching me like somebody that was going to fight me one day. So, you know, it's interesting, the story that we have, you know, like as I get older, I want to have fights that have a little bit of story behind them, like the Devonese trilogy, right? Like trilogy fights are awesome. They don't happen all the time, but you know, I like a little bit of story behind thing. And this fight with Christian definitely has a little bit of story to it. So some history anyways.
Yeah, I was going to say the backstage note of him kind of almost like sizing you up. I feel like that's a great point to almost kind of end things off on. Like, I don't know what would be a better point to kind of end off on there. Just a fight I was excited for prior to talking to you, but definitely compounded more with the chat here. But I'm curious if there's maybe anything you'd like to sort of add kind of as a parting thought as we're wrapping things up here, Grayson. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, of course, man. No, it's awesome. I'm just, I appreciate the time talking to me, and I appreciate having this chance to fight for the title, and I appreciate Christian giving me a chance. And like, one thing that I will say about Christian is that, you know, out of our back and forth over the years, he's always been a respectful guy, which you know, you don't really see a lot of in MMA anymore. You know, it's kind of like the old kind of tough guys, you're the OGs of the sport, where, you know, you're not out there trash talking and shit. You're just like myself, I respect anybody I've ever fought. I don't need to trash talk to put eyes on me, because my fight does it for itself. So yeah, man, I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope I put on a good show for everyone.
Well, I was gonna say, unless you have like a total outlier performance from prior fights I've seen, I'm thinking it'll probably be fight of the night, even potentially. So Christian Larson, Grayson Wells, we get that Unified MMA heavyweight title in the middle, and people can check that out at Unified MMA 41 on September the 24th. UFC Fight Pass, but also River Cree Resort and Casino. You can check that out if you're in the surrounding Edmonton, Alberta area. And yeah, just really appreciate getting some insights from you, Grayson. Really looking forward to the fight here, and you just have a good rest of your day too, man.